You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've heard a lot about John Key's resignation this week, so much so that it seems to have buried the resignation of another Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi in Italy, who resigned just hours before John Key, I believe. Renzi stood down after Italians convincingly voted no in a referendum for his proposed constitutional reforms. I looked into why Renzi's taking off and found out it's for a very different reason to that of our own PM.
Ringrazierò i miei colleghi per la straordinaria avventura, una squadra coesa, forte, compatta, e salirò al Quirinale dove al Presidente della Repubblica consegnerò le mie dimissioni. Viva l'Italia, in bocca al lupo a tutti noi.
Just before our Prime Minister very unexpectedly resigned, all the way across the world in Italy, their Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, was somewhat expectedly doing the same. But why? What's going on in the homeland of pizza, parmigiano and Pavarotti? Prime Minister or Premier Matteo Renzi is the youngest to ever hold the title in the country. He came into power in early 2014, graduating from Mayor of Florence in Tuscany. The same year, he was ranked the third most influential person under 40 in the world by American magazine Fortune. His ambition to revamp the political establishment in Italy earned him the nickname Il Rottamatore, or the Scrapper. So why is he resigning? Well, it was exactly the ambition that got him there in the first place. It starts with a familiar story. Italy's had economic troubles, and they've had them since the end of World War II. But transferring their currency to the euro in 2002 ended up making the situation arguably a lot worse. With the exception of Greece, Italy's had the worst performance of any Eurozone nation since the 2008 financial crisis. They've also lost at least 25% of their industrial production since the crisis, and youth unemployment stands at almost 40%. Italy's problems come from the fact that basically every good and service they produce is more expensive than their rivals, and they tend to specialise in low-cost manufactured goods, which is a market China has thoroughly pinned down. This means they're not competitive. They don't export as much as they'd like to, and so their growth stagnates. Up until the country took the euro as currency, Italy was able to restore their competitiveness by devaluing their own coin, the lire, which made their exports cheaper. Now they've been on the euro since 2002, and they've been stagnating worse than ever. Matteo Renzi proposed to fix this through structural reforms of the labour market, but those reforms were immensely unpopular. Far-right and anti-establishment groups and parties argued he was pandering to the EU and skirting around the real issue. The real way to solve these economic issues, they argued, would be to take back control of their currency. So what Renzi did next was he turned to introduce a bill to amend Italy's constitution, which would make their lawmaking process much easier for them to get things done, because it's an incredibly complicated process. Italy is a country of bureaucrats. They just love their paperwork. Matteo Renzi's argued updating Italy's post-war constitution is vital to modernising Italy, and therefore reviving its economy. Almost as a signal to how complicated it is to get a law passed, his constitutional reforms didn't get a specific level of support, two-thirds of parliament, which made it automatically trigger a referendum for the country. This meant all of Italy's citizens could vote on Renzi's constitutional reforms. And Renzi did something that was, in hindsight, pretty silly. He staked his job on the referendum. Opinion polls showed it looked like it was always going to be voted down by the public, but Renzi made it difficult to predict by risking his reputation and all-out campaigning for a yes vote in the referendum in the last few weeks. He hired the American political advisor who had previously managed Barack Obama's presidential campaigns to oversee the campaign for yes. Despite all this, it was voted down by a 59% majority to no. RNZ's foreign editor Graham Acton points out that, ironically, most of those no voters were probably just trying to send a message to Renzi that they believe he failed in getting the economy back together, which is exactly what he was trying to do with the constitutional change. However, polls ahead of the ballot showed many voters did not understand the constitutional reform. So Matteo Renzi lost, and as promised, he resigned. So where to next? Well, Renzi hasn't actually stood down yet. He had to go to his superior to tender his resignation, and President Sergio Mattarella shut him down, telling him to keep doing his job until Parliament sorts out the nation's budget for next year. It's possibly an attempt from Mattarella to reassure markets amid uncertainty about Italy's political future. However, there could be more long-term impacts of his resignation. Gideon Ruckman of the Financial Times says the European project, or the EU, is under unprecedented strain. When the British voted for a Brexit, it showed they didn't see the benefit of being in the EU. But Italy, unlike Britain, is one of the six founding members of the EU. And while the British were always the most Eurosceptic or critical of the EU from the big EU nations, the Italians were traditionally the most enthusiastic unifiers. So while they haven't exactly voted themselves out, this show of public opposition to Renzi is partly a result of strong opposition to the EU. The anti-establishment five-star movement's campaign for no in the referendum can claim some of the victory. Five Star is adamant that Italy regains sovereignty and has proposed a referendum on leaving the euro, very much signalling that if they continue to win, we could see the EU completely disestablished. However, other commentators have argued Italy's no vote does not quite fit so neatly into the narrative of a populist revolt against globalisation and elites, such as we've seen with Brexit and Donald Trump in the US. Themes such as globalisation and immigration didn't feature strongly in the Italian referendum debate. Instead, after Renzi stated he would resign if the constitutional reforms were rejected, the debate was focused on his own record as Prime Minister. And that record has now reached its end. For 95BFM, Daniel Walker.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.